Oh my God, why are you single? You're too pretty to be single. Why are you single?
I'm single because I have 5 kids.
I've just come to the conclusion I'm done being single. Stepdaddy applications now being accepted from anyone.
He texts back, okay, sounds good. Got to thinking about it, and I'm not trying to f with a single mom anyways. Glad I dodged that bullet. It sounds like a show.
The loneliness of being a single mom hurts. It's been over a year since I've been intimate with anyone. And for someone who had been in relationships for 10 straight years, that's a really weird feeling. I'm at the point now where I don't even remember what it's like to kiss someone. Now that my daughter and I are a package deal, I have to be extra, extra selective of any dude I choose to bring into my life from this point forwards, because it's gonna affect her too. It's just a lot sometimes. The loneliness is a lot. And
how many kids does a female have to have for you not to be interested in her?
One.
For real, like one.
One.
Two, and that shit a dub.
Two or three, no, that bitch gotta get left alone, you're... Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Once you hit three, it's over. Like, two is already pushing it. Three.
Okay, so there's a guy that keeps asking if he can take me out to dinner. So I said, look. Said if I can get a free night this weekend or this week, you know, let's go. So I just sent him a text and said, hey, look, my week's looking kind of crazy. I'm going to have to go grocery shopping at some point. I'm going to have to start homeschooling the older two due to distance learning. I still have to take the baby to preschool and pick her up from preschool. You know, that's not mentioning laundry and dishes and vacuuming and dusting and cleaning bathrooms and still going to work in the afternoon. And on top of that, we have a storm rolling in. So I said, I'm going to have to go get the wood splitter from my ex so I can get some wood down to the house because it's my only source of heat. I got to get some wood stacked. He texts back, okay, sounds good. Got to thinking about it, and I'm not trying to f*** with a single mom anyways. Glad I dodged that bullet. It sounds like a shit show.
Dating single mothers right now is like seeing a trap right there in front of you and blindly walking into it. Watch her talk about all the things she has to do and then imagine yourself dating her and getting all those burdens dropped on you. The rate of single mothers keeps increasing day by day, and I will tell you just the reason for that. I know if you ask any woman this, she's probably going to disagree, but I tell you, one of the leading reasons why single mothers are numerous right now is because of the increased promiscuity everywhere. You will see just one American woman with 4 to 5 baby daddies, and all that just makes everything more complicated for them. For the others who divorced, they thought that the type of men who were flocking around them years ago before they married will still come around again if they divorce their husbands. Then they realize that men have spotted this red flag and are now saying no to these single mothers. I mean, walk with me through the thought process. A single mom. Burden of bringing up kids that are not yours. Massive resentment. Massive risk of false accusations. You just wake up any day to conversations like, you're not my real dad. I don't have to do what you say. I don't want to live here anymore. I want to see my real dad. And of course, these women prioritize their kids over any man. So boom, she decides to leave your house, to leave you. The funny part, if you take you to court, you could end up paying alimony and also child support for kids that are not even yours. In summary, what I am trying to say here is, you will get to shoulder the entire responsibility, but you will have no authority over their discipline. When single mothers say things like, I have to be selective of who I let into my life and my kids' life now, it is very delusional. If you cared that much for your kids, maybe you should have stayed with the husband you just left. Now, when these women say, selective, they believe their value is still high and they look only at high-value men, men who are definitely not interested in them at all. Then they remain single for a long time. When picking the man they are with before children, when picking the father of their children, they were not selective, but now, after having, they want to be selective about it. Funny, right? The desperation, the loneliness has gotten to a point in single mothers that some of them try to hide the fact that they have kids. They try to keep it a secret for as long as they can. But as always, the secret always comes out. And then, back to their life of loneliness, it is. The chads that these single mothers are selectively choosing are not going to take them. If I were to offer them advice, I will tell them that their best bet out of a life of misery and loneliness is single fathers. But you see, even single fathers do not want single mothers. Another reason why no man wants to date a single mother is that there's no bigger proof of bad choices in a woman than being a single mother. It shows that she has made some really bad choices, and as a man, you have to look at someone's past before you decide to build a future with them. If you get involved with a single mother who has shown bad judgment on previous occasions, you definitely won't be high on her list of priorities. You will only allow yourself to be used, manipulated, and disturbed by her. It won't take her long to always remind you that you're not the father of her kids anytime you try to correct them. But oh, the kids want to buy something. Who does she come to for money? Definitely not the father of the kids now. The major reason why these single moms are making videos and crying over the internet that men no longer want them is not because they feel unloved. Yes, they are lonely, but they are not looking for love. They are searching for help. They need someone that they can share their burden with. Without this help they desire, many of them fail at parenthood. Then they teach their female children man-hating, misandry. So valiant men, I say to you, do not get yourself into a mess of women with a proof of bad choices and high body count. There's absolutely no reason for you to decide to settle down with a single mom. It is financially bad, it is mentally draining, it is physically exhausting. I read stories about men who have dated single moms in the part. There was even one of them who said he purposely did it just so he could have an idea what it felt like to date a single mom. And believe me, they all had the same result. Do not date single mothers. It is a pathway to regret. Let them weep. It is the consequences of their own decisions early on in life. Now they will remain lonely, buy cats or dogs, and become old hags. So that will be all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the video. Kindly hit the like and subscribe buttons for me real quick, as it provides me with the motivation to keep making more contents for you all. Also, remember to hit the notification bell so you can be the very first to know when a new video drops. See you again soon. Cheers.